Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century and 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Amy Cardell is here. She's trying to restore some order and with limited success. VP of Strategy, Strategic Workforce Relationships, as I said earlier. Say that three times real fast. At CompTIA, CompTIA.org, the world's leading technology professional development organization, and she's one of the leaders there. Amy, I want to thank you for the work that you do there at CompTIA. As someone who could not do what I do, I could not have leveraged my dream into what it is had it not been for technology. I do what I do today with the help of a whole lot of ones and zeros and a whole lot of really smart people who have
who have
A-plus ratings and all kinds of other stuff. And I couldn't do without it. Somebody said, how many would it take for you to have done this 30 years ago? I said, well, that's not really the point. I couldn't have done this 30 years ago without the technology.
Sure.
And there's a whole lot of folks. And of course, as the guy who writes the check for all those things, my job is to try to stay in the conversation when they're talking to each other so I can get what I want. And that's been really hard. but the point I'm setting you up for helping us understand the things we probably take for granted. And maybe even now we take technology for granted. And we just can't do that. What do you think?
I think you're right. We can't take technology for granted. And people who are in small business are the backbone of this country's economy. And right now, pandemic-proofing your business and pandemic-proofing what's next for your family, and people are looking to you for answers. And I've seen technology really used in a lot of great ways to help people continue their business in through a six-foot economy, I like to call it. You know, we have to stay 6 feet away, but it doesn't mean we can't have business. And, you know, technology jobs have been a bright spot in the early data. CompTIA does a lot of research. We have a research department that looks at Bureau of Labor Statistics data. And technology jobs are holding steady, we think. It's early to say, but we've also been polling our members, and we're seeing bright spots around technology, of course, because it is part of the solution. And so, you know, I checked in the other day at a little business for a beauty salon, and they had a QR code on the glass window. You know, you scanned it with your phone. They called you back. They said, you know, we'll come out to the sidewalk and get you. You know, that kind of stuff is real clever. And, you know, we can stay safer because of things like that, and we can think of solutions to serve our customers with e-commerce and such. It's all based on technology, too. You know, the businesses that are going to make it are going to have those various revenue streams, and that's kind of exciting.
Well, shifting is the word we use a lot. Pivoting is the word we use a lot. But when we throw those two words out, implicit in that in those two words is you can't do that because you're pivoting, you're shifting towards something that's automated. You're shifting towards something that's more virtual than what you shifted or pivoted away from. And so technology is implicit in that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's going to be a whole army of people supporting it. The number one question I get asked is, you know, my kids, I've got kids between 17 and 23, so that transition period in life, you know, what am I going to do and what's next? And a lot of kids in that age group, you know, couldn't get a summer internship, couldn't get a summer job, couldn't get the first job. You know, and anything you've studied or learned, if you tack technology onto it, you're a lot more likely to get a job. So at CompTIA, we have an academy called CompTIA Tech, and you can take those classes online. We have scholarships there because we know that the boot camps we put on through our philanthropic side have been so successful, we wanted to bring it to a bigger audience, and we have scholarships if you qualify, and if you don't qualify for a scholarship, there's a fee, but we try to make those on-ramps bigger and better because technology companies have long complained they can't get enough skilled workers, and eight weeks of training, we can get you to an entry-level tech job. And that's amazing.
There's no question about it. And I talked to a man who built a greenfield paper plant a while back, and I said, how many of your people use a computer, not just technology, but a computer in the direct performance of their job in that paper plant? He said 100%. And I suspect most of them did not have a college degree. Hey, I need the website again one more time, Amy.
It's CompTIA.org and CompTIA Tech.
Amy, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Oh, I think we've got more to talk about. It was my pleasure, Jim. I hope you have a lovely day.
You too.
Thanks
Amy
so much
Cardell,
for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.